Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty podcast. I'm Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. And in this week's episode, I want to talk about the value of conducting tabletop and simulation exercises with your critical vendors and partners. As we think about just the aftermath of major vendor disruptions that happened in previous years, and specifically thinking here about the issues with Change Healthcare and its ripple effect across the healthcare industry, there's a lot of value in practicing your emergency management, your crisis management, and business continuity response with your critical vendors, but also with your critical partners that might be involved in a major incident. And I'm thinking here about, you know, being in a cybersecurity incident and practicing with your outside counsel, with your outside forensics firm you might be working with other partners, a breach coach or others that you might be bringing in to help you manage this. The first reason why I think this is important is that it strengthens collaboration between your organization and theirs. The joint exercises foster stronger relationships and they improve communication channels between your organization and your critical partners and vendors. The second reason I think these are important is it is a way of identifying weak links or challenges that you're going to face in an actual response. Testing these scenarios through exercises can show you vulnerabilities in your collaboration and interaction. They can show vulnerabilities in your partner's crisis management and business continuity capabilities. And doing this in an exercise, in a safe environment, is a lot better than having this happen in an actual crisis. The third reason I think this is important, and the thing that really has stood out to me as we have done this with our clients, is around aligning expectations of how you're going to work together. It helps ensure that all parties understand their roles, their responsibilities, and expectations during a crisis to minimize confusion and delays. I'll give you a great example of this, and this is around cybersecurity incidents. For a lot of organizations, you have a contract in place with an outside law firm that has specific expertise in cybersecurity and data incidents, data breaches, the liability, the notification requirements, and more that sit in those situations. What you may not know if you've never practiced with your outside counsel is a lot of them expect to come in and run the show. They expect to lead that response for you. Whereas with our clients, for example, we've built a robust crisis management process and we expect them to be leading internally with their outside law firm as a partner in the process. But you don't know how that's going to work until you set up those expectations and then practice those things. So this is, you know, takes me to the fourth benefit, I think, of doing this, which is enhancing response coordination. That this helps, these types of exercises help synchronize efforts across your organization, and that helps ensure a unified and effective response during a real crisis. There's a lot of other benefits here around validating business continuity plans. It gives you a chance to practice and test and refine your plans and their plans as you interact with them through the process. It helps improve communication protocols. It helps you evaluate those strengths, evaluate and strengthen the communication strategies that help you ensure you're executing timely and accurate information sharing. I also think it just helps you build trust and confidence between how you're going to respond and how they are going to respond in an incident. I think it also demonstrates your organization's commitment to resilience in this way, that you're going beyond just practicing internally, but you're practicing with those partners at the table, enhancing trust amongst vendors, partners, and stakeholders. And lastly, I think the benefit is this helps reduce recovery time. By practicing together, I think you improve your overall relationship, your ability to coordinate together. You have a more structured approach to what's going to happen, and you improve the likelihood of faster recovery and less downtime in the event of an actual disruption. I'll give you a real-life example of this. Last fall, we conducted a crisis exercise centered on a cybersecurity disruption to a critical vendor at a client. After all, this is exactly what happened with Change Healthcare and others in recent years, where the vendor, the service provider, had a major cybersecurity incident and basically dropped off the map and the organizations had to deal with losing this critical service. So we did exactly the same thing. We dropped one of their critical vendors off the map that's responsible for providing a lot of services to them. And then they had to work through the continuity and cybersecurity aspects of what had happened. It was a great exercise from that regard. When we were recapping this exercise to senior executives, the senior executive said, have we ever practiced with this vendor who is, you know, one of their top few vendors? And the answer is yes, but not in recent years. And they came back and said, we would like to, you know, practice this in the near future. And then just this week, we conducted that exercise with them, taking them through a scenario where there was a natural disaster that created some disruption to their operations and the services they provided to our client. And then they had to work jointly through this crisis and continuity scenario. So quite different than a cybersecurity incident, but one that's probably more likely to happen that they had to work through. And now we have a number of lessons learned that we've taken away from that that we'll be working to remediate. One perfect example of this is going into this discussion. Neither team, neither company really knew the details of each other's business continuity plans that were in place. And so that was identified as an area of opportunity for information sharing. So we here at BrightPath think there is great value in practicing jointly through exercises with your critical vendors and partners where necessary to help improve your resilience. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. We'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.